Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue on our journey, our Bein HaZmanim, our transitional period of vacation, of Pesach, of getting ready for Pesach. And one of the lessons I think that we can remind ourselves as we're maybe coming off of busier days, we're coming off of being on schedule or a different type of schedule. One of the very interesting things in this week's parsha, which we don't really find so much in general, as the in Perek Lamed Vav, right before Revi, it says Pasuk Zayin, v'hamlacha ha'isa dayam, that the malacha of the Mishkan was enough. L'chol hamlacha la'asay say'sa, whatever Malacha they needed to do, v'hoiser, and it was extra. The psukim before, if you look, it says that they were giving. It says vayikhu milifnei Moshe kol ha'truma. They brought all of everybody was all excited. Heimeviu elav pasagimel, heimeviu v'heimeviu. They brought to Moshe ode, or vayikhu milifnei Moshe. Od nedava baboker, and then it's interesting. It says that they had enough, and they had extra, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them, "Marbim ha'am lehavi, you everyone's bringing too much," and he said, "Vayitzav Moshe." So interesting, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Stop, stop bringing." Vayikolei ha'am mehavi. So it sounds like what happened was they were bringing so much, too much. And Moshe Rabbeinu is basically telling them, slow down, slow down. Hamlacha hayasa dayam. You guys gave enough, and there was extra. It's like the Mefarshim talk about, it's like a contradiction a little bit. Like, it was enough, but there was extra. Like, there was enough, which sounds like they had exactly enough, but there was extra. The Sfas brings, he says, what's going on over here from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh as well. And the Sfas Emes, I'm going to read from the first. I just want to say I'm reading from a sefer called Torah United by my cousin, a very very chashuva Rav, Rabbi Goldscheider, Rabbi Aaron Goldscheider. But the sefer is called Torah United, which has each has from each parsha has from Rav Kook, has from the Chassidus, has from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. Beautiful, beautiful sefer that I recommend anybody getting. Again, I think it's from OU. I don't know where you can get it from, but I'm sure you could look online. It's called Torah United. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. So it's brought over here. It's actually page 318 over here. He quotes the Sfas Emes. He says, "V'chashashu shelo yeh od beratzon emes." L'shem Shemayim. Part of the problem is when we do a lot, and we, especially in our Baruch Hashem generation of abundance, and there's so much, we speak about it when it comes to, taking a l'chaim, and addictions are more rampant nowadays, and part of that is because of the accessibility. I could drink. I'm not just going to make one l'chaim. I could have a whole bottle, two bottles. I could have more food. I don't need to just eat what's enough for me. I could eat more and more. And what happens is, says the Sfas Emes, ki hakol hoylech achar haratzon l'shem shamayim. When we live in the world of quantity, when we live in the world of more, more, more. So I got to daven more. I got to learn more. I got to do more chesed, right? It's not just about being a millionaire. I got to have tens of millions of dollars. I got to be a billionaire. Everything is excess, a lot. And Baruch Hashem, we live in a beautiful time of abundance. But what that does is it makes it challenging for a person to realize that the little that I'm doing, the little that I'm doing is so chashuv. And it doesn't go after the quantity. It goes after the quality. As we know, it's brought down in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, he brings down it's a famous line that is Toiv Ma'at Be'Kavana, better to do a little bit with Kavana, Meharbe below Kavana. Sometimes a person thinks, I'm going to do a lot. But the lesson in life is, it's not about doing a lot. It's about doing what you're doing with, do a little bit, but do Ma'at bikavanas. In the Mishnah Brewer, he brings on that. He says it's the same thing. Echad amarbe from the Mishnah. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamet. Ubilvad, whether you do a little bit, you do a lot. Ubilvad she'yichavana sliboy l'shamayim. What, sometimes we forget, am I doing a little bit? Am I doing a lot? Am I learning a lot of Torah? Am I going to all the minyanim and saying everything from the beginning of davening till the end? Or am I realizing for one moment, da, lifnei miyata oimid, did I have a moment that I actually realized that I'm standing in front of Hashem? As I think they say the story with Reb Lev Yitzchak from Bardichev, that during davening, everyone's davening. You can imagine in Bardichev, they're davening, and everyone's davening with a kavana and loud voices and shuckling and everything. And Reb Lev Yitzchak clopped, and he banged on the bima, and he said, don't forget there's a Rabbeinu Shloilem. Don't forget that there's a Hashem. And what happens is, and I think the Sfasemis is alluding to this, Sfasemis is explaining this, and he's saying, make sure, that's what the Pasuk is telling us, make sure that it's not about the excess that you are giving to the Mishkan. It's not about how much you're giving. It's your kavana, as he says, the beginning, what's my purpose? And I think for Bein HaZmanim, I think for this time period, it's so important for us to remember that. It's not about how much we're doing. Of course, it's important what we're doing. It's important whatever it is that we're doing. But we feel different. A person feels different. Sometimes you could have a day where you're so busy. At the end of the day, you feel like, what did I do already? And sometimes a person can have not such a busy day, but what he did was significant. Especially when we're at home, when we're with our families, of course it's important to help. It's important to spend time, but it's as I always say in Shalom Bayis, right? One of the five love languages is quality time, I'm a diak. I don't know. I'm not making a diak in a. It is a little bit of a diak in the word quality time. Quality time is showing someone that you love them. What's quality time? Quality time is not just spending time with your wife. It's not just spending time with your child. It's not just spending time at home with your parents and you're on your phone. Someone's on their phone or they're distracted. It's quality time. It doesn't say just time. Spending time. Right, you can spend so much time, right? I always give the example, someone flies on an airplane and they sit next to someone for 11 hours, for 12 hours, and they spend time. They could even be, right, you're close enough that you fall asleep, on the other person. You don't even know the person's name. You don't even know the person. That's not, there's no relationship there. That's time. That's not quality time. And I think what happens, Toiv Ma'at Bikavana, one of the things that the Yetzihara gets into us all the time. This happens even, but again, when we're in our regular schedule and we're in the regular schedule of the yeshiva and I'm where I usually am. So we have shiurim, we have our focus, we're re-machaven ourselves to where we have to be. And what we have to do and why we're here. Even then we can forget many times. What's always, always important is for us to remind ourselves that Hamalacha Hoysa Dayam, the little that you do is enough. It's enough what you did. It's enough what you did. It's enough in the fact that, did I have Kavana? Did I have Kavana? The Hoyser is that extra. Right? Last week says a vahuser, that extra. It's not about the extra that I'm doing. It's not about the extra that I'm doing. That extra is only important. It's only important if it's l'shem shamayim. only important, not I'm not taking away if somebody does something that's not l'shem shemayim, but to always refocus ourselves and to remember what's my purpose? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I listening to my mother? I don't mean listening as in like she asks you to take out the garbage. Am I hearing what my mother wants? Am I hearing what my father wants? Am I hearing what my siblings, what my children, whoever, whatever level, your spouse? Am I listening? Am I able to tap in? Do I know what does Hashem want from me? What does Hashem want from me? I think that's the lesson we see from the Sfas that maybe that's a little bit, right? That's the line that he said. That's what he says. Ki hakol hoylech achar haratzon l'shem shamayim. It all goes after my desire to do something l'shem shamayim, to do it for the right reasons. And what happens is we then feel v'hiser. Then we feel that we did enough. We feel that we did even more. You could be doing so much, but you're like empty. And you could do so little, and you feel like you're doing so much. We should all be zoicha, each and every one of us. We should be zoicha to feel and to do a lot. Should be zoicha to do a lot. But more importantly, whatever we're doing, to be able to stop for a second and to say, you know what, I want to really be able to be able to take my heart and my soul and my kavana, my kivun, my direction. And when we do that, we feel enough. We feel like I'm enough. And not only am I enough, I overflow with that as well. Thank you for listening.